From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Cairo School District announced on May 23rd a staff member at Cairo Durham Middle High School tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. Grades 6 through 12 will shift to a remote learning schedule on November 24th. The individual was last in school on November 20th. Students in grades pre-K through 5 will continue in-person learning. The district is working with the Greene County Department of Health. A message on the Cairo Durham School's website read, and I quote, "Once the contact tracing is complete, the district will be able to make a decision on when in-person classes will resume for grades 6 through 12, end quote. Mid-Hudson News is reporting attorneys for neighbors of the Cricket Valley Energy Center in Dutchess County have filed an amended complaint renewing their call for the facility to be shut down. Attorneys Josh Douglas and Michael Sussman have updated their case, requesting a New York court issue an injunction to stop operations at the controversial power plant in Dover Plains until an environmental impact study can be completed. They filed the papers in March, but Cricket Valley owners never responded. Then COVID-19 hit, causing the court system to shut down. Douglas said new evidence has surfaced, prompting the updated suit. Sussman said, and I quote, "By seeking to enjoin the unneeded Cricket Valley Energy Center from emitting highly toxic chemicals, including known carcinogens, we hope to protect our clients and others who are similarly situated, that some have invested in harmful technology and now seek to justify continued operation through their need to recoup investment. We respond, the gig is up, and your fraudulent misrepresentation should come back to haunt you," end quote. According to Food and Water Watch, the $1.5 billion 1,110-megawatt Cricket Valley facility would be a major new source of air pollution in the Harlem Valley, where hundreds of tons of nitrogen oxides and sulfuric acid would stay trapped. The environmental watchdog says the plant will emit 6 million tons of greenhouse gases every year. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Nick Reisman is reporting with State of Politics. Governor Andrew Cuomo said in a November 22nd letter to top Washington lawmakers, Congress must act to extend and expand support for people who have lost their jobs as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. He urged them to take up a package of measures meant to extend the pandemic-related unemployment programs set to expire at the end of the year. Cuomo wrote, and I quote, "Congress moved decisively this spring to address the economic impacts of the pandemic and should once again take action before the calendar year ends to bring badly needed support to millions of struggling Americans," end quote. He is calling for action on supplemental benefits for individuals as well as support for state and local governments and more. New York's unemployment rate has recovered since a double-digit percentage rate in April, but has slowed in recent weeks. The Department of Labor announced last week the state's unemployment rate hovered just under 10% in both September and October. The state has paid out $55 billion in unemployment benefits to 3.8 million New Yorkers since the start of the pandemic. It is not clear when or if Congress will act on any relief package before the end of the year. You can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.